Task 2. You will hear part of a program. Read through the sentences below and decide if sentences 8 to 17 are true or false, according to what you hear. Sentence 0 has been done as an example. Now, read the sentences.
It all began in a kitchen in London. Back in 1993, a couple, David Marks and Julia Barfield, sat down at their kitchen table and made the very first drafts of what was to become the largest Ferris wheel in the world. The wheel is officially called the British Airways London Eye, but unofficially, it's the Millennium Wheel. The drafts were submitted for a contest to celebrate the year 2000 in London. Unfortunately, the project of the Millennium Wheel didn't win. But why was the wheel built? Well, the idea of a wheel became popular with the media and, equally important, with sponsors that could pay for its construction. And with enthusiasm and money, something truly impressive was built. As you now stand in front of the London Eye, ask yourself, how was such a large wheel put together? David and Julia probably didn't bother about the details in their kitchen, but at some point in time, somebody has to take care of the details, many details in this case. Altogether, it took 6 years to make their ambitious idea a reality. The pieces had to be brought up the River Thames, where they were then put together. However, the wheel was still lying sideways. So giant cranes lifted it up to a vertical position. With the help of thousands of specialists from all across Europe, the wheel finally opened to the public in 2000. At 135 metres high, it was the biggest observation wheel in the world, and it still is. But in Singapore and Las Vegas, bigger wheels are in the planning. The wheel has 32 capsules to carry 25 people in each. And it's the first of its kind to have a 360-degree view from the top. On clear days, you can see up to 40 kilometres away. The 360-degree undisturbed view is possible because the capsules are fixed to the outside of the wheel. In traditional Ferris wheels, the cabins just hang down on the inside, and the view is always limited by the wheel itself. The views are spectacular. You have a great view up and down the River Thames. The best view is, of course, from the top. Each turn lasts about half an hour. Oops, did I say turn? Actually, it's not a turn. It's called a flight. Therefore, it's not a coincidence that British Airways is the sponsor for your flights on the London Eye. And you'll never fly slower. The speed of flying is only 26 centimetres a second. The Millennium Wheel was supposed to be torn down in 2005, but after its huge success with up to 15,000 daily visitors, the wheel will stay where it is until further notice. Nice to hear that this extraordinary example of modern London architecture started off on a kitchen table.
Now, listen again.
It all began in a kitchen in London. Back in 1993, a couple, David Marks and Julia Barfield, sat down at their kitchen table and made the very first drafts of what was to become the largest Ferris wheel in the world. The wheel is officially called the British Airways London Eye, but unofficially it's the Millennium Wheel. The drafts were submitted for a contest to celebrate the year 2000 in London. Unfortunately, the project of the Millennium Wheel didn't win. But why was the wheel built? Well, the idea of a wheel became popular with the media and, equally important, with sponsors that could pay for its construction. And with enthusiasm and money, something truly impressive was built. As you now stand in front of the London Eye, ask yourself, how was such a large wheel put together? David and Julia probably didn't bother about the details in their kitchen, but at some point in time, somebody has to take care of the details, many details in this case. Altogether, it took 6 years to make their ambitious idea a reality. The pieces had to be brought up the River Thames, where they were then put together. However, the wheel was still lying sideways. So giant cranes lifted it up to a vertical position. With the help of thousands of specialists from all across Europe, the wheel finally opened to the public in 2000. At 135 metres high, it was the biggest observation wheel in the world, and it still is. But in Singapore and Las Vegas, bigger wheels are in the planning. The wheel has 32 capsules to carry 25 people in each. And it's the first of its kind to have a 360-degree view from the top. On clear days, you can see up to 40 kilometres away. The 360-degree undisturbed view is possible because the capsules are fixed to the outside of the wheel. In traditional Ferris wheels, the cabins just hang down on the inside, and the view is always limited by the wheel itself. The views are spectacular. You have a great view up and down the River Thames. The best view is, of course, from the top. Each turn lasts about half an hour. Oops! Did I say turn? Actually, it's not a turn. It's called a flight. Therefore, it's not a coincidence that British Airways is the sponsor for your flights on the London Eye. And you'll never fly slower. The speed of flying is only 26 centimetres a second. The Millennium Wheel was supposed to be torn down in 2005, but after its huge success with up to 15,000 daily visitors, the wheel will stay where it is until further notice. Nice to hear that this extraordinary example of modern London architecture started off on a kitchen table.
That's the end of task 2.